The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Got an idea for a topic? Email us at newsmakers@krla870.com. That's newsmakers@krla870.com. Sunday Morning Newsmakers with Larry Marino, AM 870, The Answer.
I'm with Senator Jim Nielsen, 4th Senate District. We are in his office in Sacramento. Thanks for having us in for a few minutes.
Very glad to visit with you always, whether it's from afar or in person like this, Larry.
Well, this is the time of year when everybody comes to town and visits with you and tells you what they'd like to see happen. You probably meet with people all day long. Part of the work, isn't it?
Well, it's part of the job, and it's the most important part. The dealing with people and in person is the best way.
What are they telling you? What are Californians coming up to ask about? What would they like to see?
Well, to be honest with you, government to get the heck out of their way.
Nobody says, hey, can we have more government?
Well, no, there's plenty of people doing that.
Oh, okay.
And there's plenty of people saying, give government more money.
Oh.
But there are more who are complaining bitterly about the role government plays in their lives and affects their lives. A current one of great magnitude is AB 5 that's going to disemploy a lot of people in California. And that's a huge problem for anybody. And how broad the tentacles of this go are broad and deep. And they're yet being found out every day. And people don't like that. They don't like how, in terms of homeless, for example, that's another big issue right now. But I had a homeless advocate say in a committee a while back that building a structure to house homeless people could be done $7,000 cheaper but for government regulations. So even those who love government regulations, if they care about homeless, they might want to take a look at how we lessen the burden. And government does not do that. In fact, agencies are on here all the time expanding their spheres of influence. And I think the people are kind of getting tired of that. The economy is yet strong in California, but it's really strong in spite of the actions of our government. It just makes you wonder. Now, one of the huge areas that we've had some success, finally, is proofing our forests and wildlands from fire vulnerabilities. For decades, it was don't do anything. Just leave the forests and wildlands go. It's taken cataclysmic fires and many deaths, like 85 in the area that I represent, with a campfire. And now Washington agencies and state of California are waking up that we need to manage our forests and our wildlands and not just let these fires rage, kill people, kill wildlife, destroy communities, destroy watersheds, and we're finally going to make some progress to a much more reasonable way of doing things.
I hear that one of the fallouts from all the fires, in addition, obviously, to the loss of life, which is horrible, is now the insurance rates are going up for constituents in your area to the point where they are trying to pencil it out to see whether they can operate a business in this community.
Well, I've had meetings this very day on that issue, and people not being able to be insured even, or have their rates go up so extraordinarily high. Now, it's a complicated issue, but, you know, I have said very simply to insurers, if you're going to come to California and do business and glorify on the fat of the land, then when there are problems, you're going to help us deal with that too. You're not just going to redline the citizens and not give them any more insurance or jack up the price so high that it's prohibitive. So we're going to make everything a lot more responsible. And that's one of the undermining factors in dealing with all of these problems. Make government to be more accountable and more responsible.
Senator Jim Nielsen, 4th Senatorial District. Every time we get talking, we end up talking about the prison system, crime. You have a history in an earlier life of overseeing some of the state's prison system, and we've talked about the governor's announcement last year when he first got into office, day one. He was suspending the death penalty. That was something you did not like. It's been about a year now. Do you still not like his decision on that area?
Well, it's a grievous injustice to the citizens of California who have voted repeatedly for the death penalty. And very importantly, most importantly, for the victims of and the family of the victims of those death row inmates, victims that have been brutally killed. They want to try to somehow make it that there's no big deal. Oh, they just killed somebody. Folks, I've studied more death row inmate life histories than very few others in California. To get on death row, you do something a lot worse than just kill somebody. A lot worse. There needs to be consequences. And that's one of the things that's now a part of this so-called criminal justice reform. Some reform is good, well-intended, and will be effective. But if you remove all consequences for continued criminality, and that's repeat offending, or escalating criminality, meaning it gets more serious, that which you do, there have to be consequences. For a criminal, one who is disposed to not abide by society's rules and laws, no consequences is not a signal to get better, to rehabilitate, to take care of your problem, be that drugs or anger, whatever it is.
Yeah, we've passed things in California that say you can steal up to $900-something each time, get your calculator, and we're not going to do anything to you.
Be no consequence, no, and even repeat. Or simple burglary second. That's not a problem. No, they just took some property from someone's home. No, I say that's a life sentence. Oh, no, you don't get a life sentence for burglary second. Yes, they do. Not the criminal. The homeowner, the wife who comes home on a dark night, terrified that you're going to be in her home as you were once upon a time. That's a life sentence, and it is a big deal.
Yet we see lawmakers banning plastic straws. We see paper plastic bag legislation coming out of this place?
Well, that certainly, to me, is not our highest priority, plastic straws. And it disappoints me that the media even makes a deal of it. I mean, that's a story that ought to be ignored. It's not a clear and present danger to society. Does it make a neat story? I guess it does. But that's not the most important issue. The safety and security and the well-being and the opportunities for gainful employment, for active participation in the future of their children and themselves, that's the most important thing for society. And we particularly can do that in our schools. But yet we've let our schools become war zones as well. Bullies and criminals and killers coming into our schools.
Senator Nielsen, thank you, as always, for being so gracious to host us in the office to talk a little while. We always enjoy these visits, and thank you very much.
Let me get a bit along more on the homeless.
Okay.
Governor Newsom has proposed a pretty broad agenda for resourcing dealing with the homeless. Most of it I like. And what I like, unlike many legislators and other administrations in America, he is suggesting not only should we provide money for sheltering these homeless individuals, but we need to address some of the issues that are causing them to be homeless. In many cases, it's some kind of an addiction or some kind of an affliction, a mental health issue, for example, or some kind of injury that needs to be taken care of. And he's recognized that and appears to be, although there's no meat on the bone yet of his proposals, meaning what does this actually mean, he's embraced the concept. To me, that's an encouraging thing. He's also said when we're doing these programs, we've got to determine if they're working. Most of what we spend money on in government is no tracking of it. Does it work? Does it not work? We just put something in, spend millions of dollars, and next year come up with a new idea to do the same thing and spend many millions of new dollars just renaming it something else and going on our merry way. That is not a formula to make things work, make life work, society work. So for the homeless, we've got to address some of those concerns, and not just to enable the homeless, but to empower the homeless, to develop in them as we did with welfare reform in this state way back in the mid-80s. It was called the GAIN program, then later became CalWORKS. And we changed the whole paradigm. It was privately that it became, if you need, we will give to you. And the homeless mantra today is, if you need, we'll provide you shelter, food, everything you need. No, that is not the answer. The answer is to provide something for a short period of time, but to try to address the needs of those individuals, as we did in the GAIN program and CalWORKS, get them back to school, to get a GED, develop some health issues, take care of some of those, and get them into the successful world. And that's got to be a motive in dealing with the homeless problem, getting to the really root issue, which is not just housing. And now we've got huge problems. We're seeing gross pollution of our waterways and our groundwater by these homeless populations. That is something we've got to be wary of.
The last thing I'll mention is the Boise decision that seems to be affecting homelessness in Southern California, where it says something like, if you don't have a house for every one of them, you can't take any off the street.
Yeah. Well, let's just say such decisions are not well-grounded or founded, will not be successful, and should not be tolerated. That does nothing but encourage more homeless, more lives who are lost in society. And I would think that caring people and caring judges would give some thought to that.
With that, thank you again.
You bet. Pleasure always.
Sunday Morning Newsmakers with Larry Marino.